we go over to my friend, film critic Peter Malone, who heads the film office at CIGNAS, the World Catholic Association for Communication. Today he gives us The Creeps, with a polished remake of a popular 1980s horror film, which provides a monstrous iconic image of the evil of sex abuse and reflects on the terrible repercussions sex abuse has on children.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yes.
Sounds very scary.
I had another nightmare last night. I can't tell what's real anymore. Is there anybody else out there that this is happening to?
Have you ever seen the original Nightmare on Elm Street?
No, I must confess. I always avoid that kind of film.
Like I said, not your kind of film. Actually, in the 1980s, there were a lot of very popular horror films, starting in a way with John Carpenter's Halloween in 1978, and then Friday the 13th came out in 1980. So during the 1980s, quite a lot of American horror films where mainly young adults were the centre, and they got picked off one after the other in ever more gruesome ways. But somehow the Nightmare on Elm Street, which had six sequels, did capture the imagination, especially with its villain, Freddy Krueger, played by Robert Englund. And he had been burnt in a fire, so his face was disfigured. But he wore this pullover and hat, and he also had a glove with razor-sharp knives on the end instead of fingers. So I suppose an icon of terror. Anyhow, he's been revived, which is the reason why I mentioned Nightmare on Elm Street. So after 26 years, they're starting again.
Every time that I dream, there's always this man.
That's his mark, isn't it? Freddy.
Oh my God, you've seen him.
Now, there must have been some social reason for this production of horror films in the 1980s. Why do you think they're of interest right now?
There's been a whole revival, and they get much more publicised than they did, say, in the 80s amongst young people via internet and via clubs. And with the availability of DVDs, you know, you can see almost any horror film you want. And there is a tendency for them to go further and further over the top. So I found this remake of Nightmare on Elm Street much better. It's rather more polished than many of the other films, adequately acted, I suppose, although they've got a new actor for Freddy Krueger, Jackie Earl Haley, who isn't the most handsome actor in real life, so they're able to make him look rather sinister, and especially then with the traditional makeup. But in terms of social reasons that you mention, and why I thought it might be worth talking about, is that they've shifted the attention from the 80s to now on the crimes of Freddy Krueger. That in the past, he had murdered children, and the parents took action vigilante-like against him and set him on fire and killed him, so that as a ghost, so to speak, in the young people's nightmares, he was a figure of terror. But they've done something more, and it's relevant because they've actually associated with all the discussions we have these days on the sexual abuse of children.
Who are you?
Remember me.
In what way does the film tackle this issue?
Well, I was surprised. I was expecting, I suppose, Freddy Krueger to be a bit like the one in the 80s. But in this one, they've written a screenplay that he actually is a sexual abuser of young children at a preschool. And what has happened is that once again, the parents have actually taken the law into their own hands, chased him into a building and set it alight. So once again, he is killed and burnt and disfigured. But the children have actually repressed their memories of any of the abuse, and the parents have been trying to get the children to repress their memories so that they'll be safe. But they've used the horror genre to say the repressed memories can surface again and this time they surface in the form of making the molester demonic, a figure of horror, who can kill them in their sleep.
It's me, it's you, it's Dean, it's Jesse, Chris.
He's in all of our heads, Nancy.
We gotta stop this.
How?
Don't fall asleep.
So it's quite, I found it a fascinating, you know, as I was sitting back in the armchair, a fascinating image of the horrors that we're talking about, say in the media or in the court cases or in the institutions, but it's putting a horrible face on the abuser, making them a nightmarish figure who can still act destructively in the mind and in the unconscious of the child.
I haven't slept in 3 days.
We're running out of time.
At the 70-hour mark, the insomniac will begin to experience micro-naps. It means you're dreaming, but you don't know it. Even if you're awake.
And I'd be interested to hear whether other reviewers and other commentators take up that theme, but it's very strong, I thought, in the film.
Well, I'm happy to hear you can sit back in an armchair in a film that I'd be sitting on the edge and probably hiding underneath. But so you're saying it's actually a much deeper analysis of the phenomenon than the one made in the 80s?
Yes. The one in the 80s was, this is a terrible thing to say in a way, but conventional enough in it being a crime of murder. But these days, then, it is even more sinister, destroying the innocence of the child and the consequences then for the children as they grow up. So it's offering images and symbols and icons, I suppose, of a contemporary social problem that is vexing so many people today.
I'm going to give you a little something that'll put you right to sleep.
No, 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 no.
This might sting a bit.